This is a HeadGum Podcast.
It's summer, which means two things. I want to go outside, and then I want to go back inside when it gets too hot.
It's often the transition.
The best place to go on a hot summer evening, inside a cool, dark theater. That's literally true.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can watch an amazing show more easily than ever, thanks to Todaytix.
Todaytix offers the best value on tickets and amazing things going on all around you, and the easiest way to get them. Just go in the Todaytix app or visit todaytix.com and scroll through their offerings. There's stuff you've always wanted to check out and stuff you'd probably never hear about otherwise. We're going to see Wicked.
Yes.
That's right. And I recently used Todaytix to see the show with Sarah Paulson, Appropriate.
Appropriate.
Yeah, and I loved it. And it actually helped me, the show, something in it helped me think through an essay I was working on.
Holy moly.
I'm dead serious.
That could be you. Todaytix has tickets to shows on Broadway and the West End and in other cities across the country and around the world. You can book a show in advance or be spontaneous and check out what's on for tonight. That's good if you have a date night, but you forgot to plan it.
That's so true.
For all the hubbies out there. On Todaytix, you also get access to exclusive pre-sales, lotteries, and specially priced rush tickets.
Oh, cool.
Sorry,
okay.
Go on.
If you get a text from the missus, we remember the premise. Go to todaytix.com/exploration and use promo code exploration to get $20 off your first Todaytix purchase. That's promo code exploration at todaytix.com/exploration. todaytix.com/exploration.
Thank you to CityCast for sponsoring this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, CityCast.
CityCast is the most exciting local news experiment in the country right now.
That is correct. It's a network of daily local podcasts breaking down everything you need to know about exactly where you live.
Finally, a new solution for local news. CityCast is up and running in Austin, Boise, Chicago, D.C., Denver. Where else?
Houston, Las Vegas, Madison, Nashville, Philly, Pittsburgh, Portland, and Salt Lake. And you can listen to CityCast on any podcast streaming platform by searching City, space, cast, and then your city name. You can hear what your city is talking about with CityCast.
So, for example, if I lived in Pittsburgh, and God willing, one day I will, I just search City, space, cast, and Pittsburgh, and then I can hear what's going on in my city.
Exactly right. So check it out, folks.
Thank you, CityCast.
Life gets pretty boring when every day is the same. Take me on a rocket ship to see the Earth from space.
You wake up. Is that my phone? Is that my phone? You're in a navy bed, navy walls, and you pick up your phone. Hey, are we meeting this morning? Fuck, you're late. You run outside. You catch the bus. This is Exploration Live.
Wow. So that's a new thing we're starting, basically.
Okay.
That was really
a
tough.
Little screenwriting?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Basically, yeah. We caught the bug. Being in Hollywood, like, we caught the bug.
That's kind of like, it's like a beautiful film intro.
It's a beautiful film intro. And it was very relaxing, the tone of your
voice.
And you're not introduced yet. I just want you to know.
Oh, my God.
But I talked directly to you and asked you a question.
You're scared.
So, yeah. And by the way, like, feel free to chime in whenever.
I will.
Just know that it's under a capacity you have not yet been.
It's kind of cool. It's like I'm a mystery.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're
speaking as an unknown entity.
Your listeners are going, oh my God. They have no idea.
Our listeners are like, I'm feeling crazy. I'm hearing a third voice.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Who is that? It's like, but nobody is there.
Wait, can I say something on that note?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Do you listen to Bethany Frankel's podcast ever?
On and off. Baby.
All right, we have to bring him in. We have to bring him now.
Yeah, okay.
It's called Just
All right,
Be.
Our guest today is our wonderful, talented friend,
Bethany Frankel.
No, it's like that's the Bethany Frankel gun, and it's gonna have to go off at some point in the episode.
This is the second time I'm talking about Bethany Frankel in a professional setting today.
Really?
Really?
It is.
All right, we're gonna get into that first one, but first I'm gonna introduce you, bring him in.
Yeah. Classic style.
This amazing comedian has, speaking directly to camera, has his own podcast. Sorry, what? go.
And that is the name of the podcast.
Pause and go listen right now, mm-hmm. and then come back and listen to this one.
Mm-hmm. A lot of what we say won't make sense unless you've listened to the full catalog. We're just going to be referencing stuff. We won't be speaking in sentences. We'll say, this is just, you know.
Yeah, we'll just reference
episode
back.
Six.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nodding.
Please welcome Jared Goldstein. So what was out there, Bethany's, today?
Is it what did she just ask me?
You know what I mean.
She said what she said.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. She's in the air. Everyone's mm-hmm. talking about her. Mm-hmm. She's on everyone's lips. Mm-hmm. And today it came up in, of all places, a job interview, a literal job interview.
Wow.
Where I spent not only 10 minutes, but the first 10 minutes talking about Bethany Frankel.
They said, first things first, who are your heroes?
Yeah.
In which capacity? Podcaster, Instagram personality, actor on reality? Like what? Which version of Bethany were you discussing?
Oh, a little bit of all
or
of
like
it.
Or like humanitarian, mm-hmm. like.
Yeah. Well, it started as like a housewife star. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, there was, you know, some talk of like her TikTok, mm-hmm. which is so interesting.
It's mm-hmm. amazingly
interesting. I mean, I could watch her like spread like whitefish on like a toast.
Stop. The whitefish? What is going on?
Also, the way and she the squints
row.
When
the white
she bites.
The whitefish in yes. the row.
Yes. The way the she way squints when she bites. I'm like, why? Is that a part of the mechanism for chewing for her? Like, she, like, chews with her eyes?
Right.
It's so
But somehow the squinting is also about the deciding about how good the food is.
Yes.
Like, it's so emotive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I've always been fascinated by her lips ever since I knew about her.
Sure.
Due to, like...
She loves a pink mm-hmm. pink gloss.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And, like, the way that her, like, filler is, mm-hmm. like, makes her lips operate muscle-wise mm-hmm. in, like, a really interesting way,
yeah.
I believe. Mm-hmm. So when she takes a bite, it's just, like, these lips, like, just, like, there's no, like...
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really think, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it's
they're
like
not
this.
Contracting. They're kind of just, like, opening
yeah,
and closing.
Like,
yeah.
So...
A lot of this podcast won't make sense unless you've watched all of Bethany Frankel's TikTok. So you have a lot of homework this time.
I've also been watching a lot of I should just say TikToks, but it's not. I'm watching Instagram Reels.
That's all right.
I'm watching Instagram Reels.
There's a certain like bravery to that because it's like I don't need it curated. Like I'm actually everybody I know who watches Instagram Reels, they're not looking to be like entertained. Like
they're
actually
learning.
Putting their thinking caps on
about like, a different culture.
Yeah, they're like, I'm doing like
it's
anthropological
true.
Work.
Like it's not Taylor. Like all my reels are like Christian women who are like not who are like I'm going to have as many kids as I can.
Yeah. Whoa.
And it's like, hey, girls.
Right. Like wow.
I'm Natalie. Like
I'm curious. I'm definitely
it's good to
curious.
Me. But yeah. I actually think it's important to say too because it communicates a different thing. Like if you're like I'm bit like really deep into TikTok right now, that's more of a flag of like I'm not doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
Like I haven't like looked up from my phone in mm-hmm. a couple days.
Oh, sure, mm-hmm. sure.
But if I'm in a phase where I'm like I'm really watching a lot of Instagram Reels, it's like I'm okay. Like I'm just watching Instagram
yeah.
Reels sometimes.
I also like that Instagram Reels it's like you can see you're zoomed out a little bit. You've got like a catalog. You can kind of scroll and then
yeah.
pick.
Oh,
and
interesting.
TikTok, it just happens.
That's right.
It's all
that's
at
right.
once. No, you can mm. only just like it's like you're like falling from a building and like the mm. windows are just like,
right.
You know what? Instagram Reels really have found their way into my life, and I engage with them totally sincerely.
Cat stuff.
No.
Oh, I know.
It's the ones where it's like. Okay, first, it's like any of that are like tag your friend who blank, right?
Yeah.
So it's like this initial owes you a pizza.
Right.
And then it's like that, or there's like sexual versions of it. It's
right.
like this this initial needs their back blown out.
Wait, what initial?
Well, it depends.
It's different every time.
Every letter.
Yeah,
it'll
yeah.
Be
so
like,
yeah.
And then you have to find a friend in your life yeah. with that initial who has the.
And
meat.
Then you send it to
right.
them. Or you say like, or like tag a person you always beat at bowling. And then it's funny, like there's like mini genres within them that I kept getting ones where it was like. That where it was about like tag a friend who is a worse pilot than you. And I would always send them to my friend and he'd be like, I don't think we know.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like the data is not really.
We're not like neither of us really are pilots.
And
so.
Things can be so surprising.
Right.
Like it might not be what you expect.
Right.
Really.
You're like, he was like, I might be a better pilot
right.
than you. Like, I hate to say it. We just don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was really I was enjoying that. And that's nice because sometimes they're really sincere. Like it'll be like tag someone you think is doing a great job.
Yeah.
Have you gotten some of those maybe?
I get a lot of like.
Oh, I meant I tag you and stuff like that sometimes.
Oh.
No.
I don't.
I've tagged you one where it's
single...
like tag a beautiful girl you know.
That's true.
I have
That's
sent that
true.
To Natalie.
Sick. And what is, are they doing fun things with the letters?
You know, sometimes
wonderful
it's like
cursive, I feel.
Sometimes it's like they'll be like, it's a pancake and they're doing whipped cream on the pancake. But there's often a
lot.
Oh,
it's like a video.
It's a video. It's a video.
It's a video.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a video fun. With text.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
I'm having a great time on it. And again, it's like nice. It's like get flowers for someone you love. Like if you see a video that's like, send this to someone who you think has been struggling, but like has been doing an amazing job.
Right.
And you can be like, hey.
If you have a compliment, share it in this world.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So what I'm doing on there is watching sharks.
Right.
Sharks, which has now evolved into like snapping turtles.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so
yeah.
cute.
You're in a biting zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I had a great, 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 great fear of sharks as a child. Aww. You would have thought I ever met one or interacted with one. It was like the main fear every
Wait,
day.
But you're from Long Island,
I was like, so
right?
Sharks.
No, yeah, Staten Island.
But no,
no,
actually.
No, you're from Long Island.
My family is now on Staten Island.
Boom.
Yeah. But hey, I feel it. I feel seen and I feel
yeah,
loved.
Yeah,
they're like, tag your friend who's from Staten Island.
Yeah. Tag you and you'd be like, I was, yeah.
You're like, I actually feel less known
right.
after this ordeal.
Did you ever live there?
No.
No, but your parents do now.
They do.
Wait, this is what I was going to say. Do. There's sharks on Long Island.
There are.
Like, you're
sharks.
Not crazy. Like,
apparently
there's sharks.
There's, like, a shark problem, like, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the waters conservation efforts.
And the waters have gotten
That's
warmer.
That's, like, actually, like, anti-
Oh, is that what it
like,
is?
I think so. The water's gotten warmer, so they're more north more now?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
And they used to be south.
Yeah, but also, and I think it's also conservation. I'm actually too much talking out of my ass about the
this
the
one. I'm
thing.
Like, let's hold
but
on.
Wouldn't you guess that it's climate change?
Well,
if you had to bargain,
sure.
Right?
But
sure.
I honestly,
but
my first thought was it was conservation efforts working.
Right. So we don't know.
So that's a different idea.
You know
I'm
what? This
saying.
Is so like two people can have two different hypotheses,
exactly.
And if we were both like in labs, it'd be like, may the best man win.
All right. Then also, two people can be right.
That's so true.
That
could,
is not
I
true.
I bet a marine biologist would be like, honestly, it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. This, so, by the way, we talked about sharks.
Huge tits. Just giant. Honestly, it's both right.
Her tits are so big.
Yeah.
Aww.
Soaking wet. She's just in the ocean.
Aww.
Oh, I got it. She's just like a gorgeous scientist diver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, ugly in the face. Huge
oh, I got
tits.
It. She's a butterface.
Yeah.
Okay, what were we talking about?
Because you were talking about Bethany Frankel's lips.
Yeah, lips.
And it made me think of the shark videos I've been watching where, like, when a shark goes to bite, their jaw is, like,
yes.
crazy.
Yeah, it, like, kind of, like,
yeah, they kind
goes
of throw
forward.
Their jaw. It looks like they're taking their retainer out as they're, like, biting.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really wild.
Can you see it?
You see,
through the skin
it's
like, or like on an x-ray?
Yeah, also what's so gross.
No,
is,
you just see like the teeth like kind of come forward in an unnatural seeming way.
It's like it looks like they're wearing dentures and their dentures are slipping out of their mouth. Yeah. But it's how they throw.
Shoot forward.
It's like a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It burped. That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's like really cool. And it's so funny you both know that and are both
telling
me that.
Also what's so gross about sharks, they're fish.
Yeah.
They are born out of eggs.
Yes. Blech.
Excuse me?
That's not to me. By the way, we talked about sharks
on
the last episode.
Did you really?
Yeah.
We did. We actually talked about them for
like 45
minutes.
Yeah. Oh. Bethany Frankel is a shark.
Mm-hmm. That's
You're
right.
Damn right.
I'll send you
about
this article,
that.
This New Yorker article about sharks.
Okay.
Wait. What's so wrong with a shark egg?
It's just so gross.
You don't like it? An egg idea?
They're so big and coming out of an egg and it's like...
The egg would
I think
be so
you think
big.
About dolphins and whales and you're like mammals and like...
Yeah.
So they're
childbirth
like...
Childbirth just like you and me.
Yeah. Just the idea of it, like the eggs are... it's just so gross to me. And then they
God, I
the
totally
egg.
Don't relate.
I also watched a video of a guy cracking open a shark egg. Shark egg?
Uh-huh.
That's come on.
Shark
egg.
You
eggs?
Know what? I'm kind of getting it because
now
it's like dinosaur
it.
Egg.
Yes. Right.
Like it's like a scary
also,
monster
why
coming
is
out
no
of an
content
egg.
Content about shark eggs. There should have been a kids show. There should have been a horror movie.
About
there should have been anything.
They should have taught us in every way they could have.
Shark
I feel
egg.
Like you're like five steps ahead of us in this like combo. Like you're operating on a very high intellectual level.
In more ways than one.
Yes. I believe
Keep
you.
Keep up.
Like we're like, and then what happens? What is the movie about?
Yeah.
No, but is it like jelly? Like
no,
how
it's
fish
no.
Eggs are?
No,
I
it's
wish
like
it
the
was
mermaid's
jelly.
Purses.
It's like hard. Like, they've seen them on the beach. They're like...
Like it's a goose egg? I mean, excuse me, an ostrich egg?
No.
I don't know.
It's like, you've seen them. They're like black and they're kind of like, they're like square and they have two little like tendrils on the
side. They're not square, Charlie.
They literally are. They look like, badges.
Square I don't think happens in nature, low key.
It does. First of all, pyrite. Second of all,
what's pyrite?
It's a kind of gem that forms in perfect cubes.
You hit her.
Wait, really?
Yes. I think it's pyrite. I think so.
And yeah. Oh my gosh.
Perfect cubes.
Are there any other perfect cubes though? I don't think so.
Probably
like
some sort of ice, right?
Yes, yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Ice. Yes, yes, yes.
Maybe a flower actually has a square. No, it doesn't.
No, there's not many squares out there. That's cool. Oh, if there's bubbles around a bubble, they make a cube in three dimensions. That's right. Trust
me. Bubbles
if there's bubbles around, who's they?
I can't.
Who makes the cube?
If they
it's
is
just like
bubbles.
That's just how things end up going down.
If
there's
bubbles
me.
Around the bubbles, they make a cube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sweetheart, we want to know.
Honey, I said what I said.
Sweetheart, explain it to us.
I don't know if I can. It's like if there's a bunch of bubbles and there's one in the center, it can make a cube. The one in the center can become a cube because it's equal pressure from like. You know, six bubbles around it. I don't want to talk about it because I don't have so like.
Charlie, imagine, put yourself in our shoes.
The whole time you're speaking,
and
I'm like,
you're hearing someone say what you're saying out of nowhere for the first time.
So what? But here's what I'm saying.
What
here's
were
what
you
I'm saying.
I was just thinking, like, all I could think about is like, what does my face look like as he's saying this?
We're gonna actually need an insert shot of that. Of up close, Jared. Up close, me. Up close, Charlie saying that.
Up close, Charlie. I'm gonna. Never mind.
What?
I'm in a costume.
I have a shark fin on my head. Okay, really quick. That must have just been like a fact from science class that you remember and something that the science teacher said. Or maybe in a special book about
maybe in a video
physics or whatever.
Maybe in a video about
like
physics.
You didn't intuit that.
No. I don't think I would figure that one out on my own.
Yeah.
Especially not with all the apparatuses.
But pyrite, that comes up.
Okay. Yeah. So shark eggs. That's
shark
where
eggs, yeah, they're so yucky.
Wait, and Bethany, why did I bring her up?
It's me. Everywhere I go today, I'm talking about her.
Let's see if we can guess another thing you
her
talked
videos.
About.
Her
videos, but also the house she's in is so scary.
I know. I'm listening to her podcast.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's what I want to say about the podcast. Some episodes. Her voice sounds completely different. Have you experienced this?
Oh, I haven't.
There have been like two episodes recently where I feel like I'm like having a stroke because it's her intonation, her unmistakable accent.
Yeah.
And the voice is just like pitched differently.
Like in a way that's like, you think an editing thing or?
It's either an editing thing or like a, she's like really sick or something. Okay, let's move on. Like, I don't know why I
brought
that up.
Also, the episodes are short, huh?
They're really
how short are they?
Some of them are 20 minutes.
They're
it's crazy.
Actually
bite size.
Can I have to say, they are annoyingly short.
Yes, and there's like three.
Like, it really bothers
there's
me.
There's also three different shows. One is like called like Just Be with Bethany.
In the
one
same
is called like
Feed.
Just
like,
Be colon
Dating
House. Rewives.
Right, 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 right.
What is Just Be Dating? It's like, it's so
Just Be?
Just Be, like
be.
Bethany.
Just Be.
So oh, kind of can we explain just this for a second? In the same feed, the podcast is called Just Be with Bethany. She has created three different shows.
Like Street, right.
Okay. That like reference each other and don't overlap. And
but,
you
but
find
it's still
them all
the same
feed.
Yeah.
It's the same format.
Yeah.
Like, do they have different
it's a woman
songs?
And a mic.
It's no, and then there's Re-Rant.
Re-Rant.
What is it?
She had the show Housewives.
She doesn't miss.
Rewives, where she re-watches the Housewives show. And then she said, this is beneath me, and I have to recognize when I'm doing something that I've actually moved on from. And she ended it. And she's very public
Wait,
about
the Re-Rant?
She ended Rewives.
Oh, because people were like not happy with her doing it.
They were like,
"Oh, really?
You're
or
dredging
like,
up."
Yeah. Old... Also, what's his name?
Andy.
Andy was like being salty about. He was like, "Oh, you think you're better than us, but you're doing a Rewives podcast."
Because she's very critical of like where the Housewives are at now, the franchise.
Yeah.
Like she's like, it's not real. It's completely fictional. Mm-hmm. Now it's like a beauty pageant. Mm-hmm. And like it was supposed to be like a show about like women's lives. And I would never do what it's become. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, well, Queen, like, what are you talking about? You honestly kind of got kicked off. Didn't she?
I like, in my, here's my truth. In my core, I am Team Bethany.
No, obviously, I listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
Wait, like, I can't remember what happened when she left
lost
the show.
Her mind.
Yeah.
But she has also had a really crazy life.
Of course.
She's had a really crazy, crazy life.
Absolutely.
And I understand her sentiment, because when she went on the show, it was just a different time, and yeah, reality shows hadn't evolved into what they are now. And
it wasn't like a way to make a life.
No.
Having
if anything, it was
show.
Like kind of like this like embarrassment.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, well, you're trashy.
Right.
And she did this thing, and she like, what? We got to watch her like win the crown.
No, she freaked it.
It was amazing.
It's funny that it's not like formally a competition.
Housewives.
Yeah, like, that'd be really fun if it was.
It's just interesting that it's like it kind of is structured like the kind of show would be, but it's not.
It should be like Love Island level, like someone goes off each week.
Right, or like at the end there's like, and there kind of is a winner. It's informal.
It's completely informal.
Right, but it has that sensibility, but it just isn't formal.
Yeah, well, honestly, it's kind of a really weird part of the show is that they keep in basically zero content that references the show.
Right.
Because that would
kind of
ruin
like
the illusion.
The thing,
yeah. Except for the reunions, right? In the reunions, it's all, they have their phone, and they're, you said this, and
right, but during the show, it's like they won't say if there's an actual fight because one person, like, told a producer that she wouldn't, like, go somewhere for the other person. We only find out about that, like, through back channels.
Right?
And on the show, they won't say.
I have stopped watching, so I don't actually know.
Totally.
I check in every once in a while, and I just go, what? This is horrifying.
I know. Mm-hmm. It is actually, like, really bad.
I was on a plane. Mm-hmm. Someone was watching something. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at it, and I'm going, oh, is that, that's like a, I guess that's like a, like a dramatization of Survivor, or like a comedy about the TV show Survivor. Uh-huh. It was just Survivor. Because I haven't seen it since I'm a child.
Right.
And now I'm seeing what it looks like now. Like, it looked so different.
Wow.
I literally thought I was watching like a parody of Survivor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really crazy. Yeah. Did you love it as a kid?
Yeah.
Big Survivor.
I mean, I only watched like the first two seasons like because my mom did. Mm-hmm. And I just sat with my mom and we watched it. Mm-hmm. And that's the time when the guy fell into the fire.
I actually don't know.
It was what happened?
It was like season three, hottest living man at that time. He was like shirtless on the beach, and he was too close to a fire, and he breathed in the smoke, and he passed out, and he passed out into the fire.
Was he okay?
No. He burned his hands like something like ninth degree burn.
Yeah, yeah. They invented
the degrees.
You never
heard about it.
Yeah.
And then they had to helicopter him out. And that was the end of his time on the island.
That's so fucking crazy.
That's really intense. Did they show that?
Yeah. Because it was a different time.
Right.
It wasn't like these were shows were lawless.
Yes.
They just dropped them on an island.
Right.
And filmed them until some of them almost died.
Right. By the way, that's still kind of like psychologically what they're doing to some of these people on these shows is crazy. Like, you just hear about Love is Blind. And it's funny because it's so like hiding in
Love
plain sight. We're like, wow, that sounds like really insane
for
those people.
Yeah. To be honest, back to Bethany, she is starting like a movement reality performers rights. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but she has
writer strike for them
literally, and she has a damn point.
She's a great totally point. Yeah, she's a great point.
Because we have the mindset about reality stars where it's like, well, you get to be famous, so that you signed up for it, but that's like all industries like use that idea to like
get people
disempower
to take
people. Yeah, it's like, well, you get to do this. So,
and to her point, when she was like, when we started the show, gifts didn't exist yet. And now our
There's
image
money.
Is being used to make money all across the globe in all these different ways. And we had no idea. We couldn't have known. These people are making so much money while we made $2,000. It's just not fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally
it's just not fair.
Well, it's really it's like a totally nonsensical like barrier of like, oh, well, you're not actually working. like, this doesn't count as work, whereas, like, if you're acting, this is working.
You know what I mean?
It's like that, that.
And also, it's like your network is only a network because of the shows.
Right.
You don't have a network without shows.
Right.
And you don't have a show without the people. Right.
You have nothing.
Right.
You built a literal empire, like a huge billion-dollar empire off of these women.
Well, I always think
you
like
give
a thing
them nothing and you say thank you.
Like, because they're not in like the ruined.
They're not in SAG, but if you're like, but on all the shows that are like Celebrity Big Brother or like Dancing with the Stars, they do get paid and they do get like like guild coverage, where it's like,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, well, it's work when they do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's work when someone who's already a star does it, but it's not work when, like, someone who isn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a little arbitrary.
Yeah.
There's also, sorry, a New Yorker article about it.
Hey.
That's my way into a lot of this stuff.
Right,
that's how it is.
You sit at home reading the New Yorker just, like, waiting.
You're right. I'm like,
I will use this.
One day I'll record.
There was one about a couple that got all these golds. Bullions from a shipwreck in France. Like, they were holding them for their friends. They
bullion,
didn't know it was
like a cube?
Yes. Or it's like bars, gold bars, but there's another word for it. Anyway, okay. Doesn't matter.
Bullion is like soup?
To me, it's soup, but it just might be the cubish nature.
I think
is that what's going on?
But that also is a French thing,
or bar.
Right?
Bullion?
Bullion?
I don't know. I'm saying gold bullion, but maybe that's not right.
Facebook.
Oh, we should look at our Facebook profile.
Do you have Facebook?
Yeah.
I deleted mine. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so where is it? All right, Jared, you hand us your paper.
Okay.
This is how this works. And I'll give you Charlie's, and I give Charlie mine.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I do? I'm gonna
start. Yeah.
When my cats are healthy, they're happy, and that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when they're unwell. And helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one reason I use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter's ultra absorbent crystals trap odor instantly, so no more of that nasty cat bathroom smell. And that's actually legit true. Like, it does, like, kind of a crazy job. Like, I don't really get it, but, like, the smell is just not there. It's just not, like, a problem.
Holy shit.
No, I know. I know. And you know, like, that's actually the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, it's tricky. You know, obviously, I wish that I had a 40-bedroom house.
Sure.
And the cats could have 2 to 3 of those bedrooms, and I could keep the other 30 for my various projects.
Guest room.
But that's not how I live. Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust. Plus, the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can. Here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It changes colors to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cats, including urinary tract infection and kidney issues, which, by the way, if you know anything about cats, that's really the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is their main issue.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. I never run out of it, and I don't have a huge container of litter taking up space and stinking up my place.
Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on your cat's health. Did you say that?
No. I'm glad you said that, though.
Good. Because it also keeps odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/exploration live and use code EXPLORATIONLIVE to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. That's prettylitter.com/exploration live, code EXPLORATIONLIVE to save 20% and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/exploration live, code EXPLORATIONLIVE. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My cats use the cat toy. My roommate is playing with the cats and the toy right now. That is literally true.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Jake Johnson, host of the podcast We're Here to Help. But this episode right now that you are listening to is sponsored by Brooklinen. Brooklinen provides luxury bed sheets, pillows, comforters, and blankets delivered straight to your door. How do I know this? Because Brooklinen delivered me a quilt, sheets, pillowcases, and I love them. Plus, Brooklinen has been tested and awarded by experts, including Good Housekeeping, GQ, Wirecutter, and the hosts of We're Here to Help. So listeners can save a ton by purchasing a hardcore bundle, which includes a core sheet set, which is the thing I got, extra pillowcases, and a duvet cover. You can also mix and match. They do this stripe thing that's cool, but that's a dealer's choice. So are you ready to build your dream fall bed? Visit in-store or online at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Get 15% off your first Brooklinen order and save extra when you bundle.
Niece me.
All right. Oh, you're actually the perfect person to talk to about this.
Oh, yeah. You got a gunkle right here.
Period.
Yeah.
So I was just FaceTiming with my sister, and I got to see my little niece. And it's like, I think that she kind of looks like me. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What? She looks like me. And she looks like all my sisters. Like, we all kind of look the same. So it's not like me in particular. But I'm like, I've kind of just decided in my mind, like, that's me from when I was younger.
Yeah.
And then now it's like every time I talk to her, I'm like, this is the most psychedelically trippy thing I've ever done in my life. Like, I'm actually, like, talking to myself.
Your younger
it's so
self.
Egotistical. But, like,
mm-hmm. but that's like, what kids are.
Yeah, I guess, right? Yeah. That's, like, what, like, lineage is or whatever. But, like, my when I see my mom talking to her, I'm like, that was my childhood.
Right.
And I get to, like, watch it happen.
Uh-huh.
It's so weird. I like the feeling of it. It's like,
whoa.
Do
totally.
You ever feel that?
Completely. I have kind of the flip experience where, like, my niece looks like me. I mm-hmm. can acknowledge that, but I don't see it because she is a 4-year-old girl
mm-hmm.
and I am a 20-year-old guy. But when she was born, the first thing my sister said was,
she looks like Jared.
Stop.
And she does.
That's so
like,
cool.
Was she crying because she was upset?
Yeah. Yeah.
She didn't or she had back, had a bad work day.
Maybe a little bit. Try again. And I definitely see it, but I wouldn't have thought it. And I don't see it and go, whoa.
Yeah.
But people are always saying,
everyone else
they always go, she looks like you.
Wow, you more than your sister.
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
I say that when you showed me her picture?
Maybe so.
Can I
did.
See
I
it
said,
again?
It looks like you. Or I said, is that you?
Yeah. I always have a silly picture of her on my phone.
Oh, she does look like you.
She does.
Yes.
But she also does look like her mom and her dad.
Right.
She's so freaking cute. Is that crazy?
That's adorable.
We put that like peach or whatever on her face.
Does your sister do that?
No. But also my sister's private. Yeah.
Same.
Cool.
But yeah, and then it's, and then, then you think about like when you were a baby, you were doing that to your family. They were all going, oh my God.
Totally. Like, I look just like my dad, and my mom was probably like, this is my little husband.
Yeah.
Like, this was when my husband was a baby.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Isn't it crazy?
It's like, what the heck?
You know what's also really crazy I've been thinking about?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Totally.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Yeah. This has been on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
No, that, like, everyone looks different.
Right.
Forever?
Now you're speaking our language.
I know. No, I know. Is some, mm-hmm. you know, doppelgangers and people looking alike, etc. Yeah. But for the most part,
it's also crazy you can, like,
one looks different. What?
We're so good at telling people apart, too. And you really actually don't need much. Like, you can see someone for like a second and you're like, I know who that is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, another part of it, too, it's like what really makes me start thinking about it
mm-hmm.
is that it's not true for animals.
That they don't all look different.
No.
No. But here's the thing. They do.
To them.
We
to
just don't other. Know how to see that. Yeah.
Crazy. Oh, sweetie. Crazy ass.
Oh, sweetie, they
or
do
at,
look
or
different.
Or at least they all
they
smell
all
different.
They all look different
No,
each
they all
other.
Look different from each other. Yes, because it's like they have, they're more experienced at looking at each other, so they know
Ow.
More.
Oh. I mean, we think.
No, but come on, though. Like.
No.
No.
There's no, like, blonde shark. Do you know what I mean?
No, but, like. Oh, there's like fewer features to work
with.
Yeah. No, you're wrong.
No,
I have brown eyes. You have blue eyes.
Right. And that also comes up with like cats, too. Well like, cat, think about cats.
I know there is, this is not like, this is not a, uh-huh. you know, 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, most deer,
mm-hmm.
you know.
No, but not if you like, were a deer.
No, if you were a deer, you're knowing exactly, you're like,
you'd
that's,
be like,
I think we're
their
good.
Eyes
we're
are
good.
So.
My podcast is called Sorry What?
Yeah, so that's the kind of insight Jared's bringing on Sorry What.
I didn't like, come here for any pushback.
And people are like, and then after that, like, Charlie and Natalie, they were never on Sorry What. So we don't know what went down after that, but it just probably wasn't good.
We unfollow each other on Instagram.
They're screenshotting it.
Yeah, they're like, no results.
Have you guys ever sent a message by unfollowing someone?
No.
Yes. I've never done
that. No, just mute.
You have?
Mute. Protect your peace. Mute.
Well, can I say something about muting that drives me crazy? When you
that it doesn't hurt the other person?
Yeah, I'm like, you have to then, if you want to hurt them, physically do something.
Yeah.
No,
you
no.
To get out your slingshot?
Right. When you mute someone, if they're like high on your algorithm, their name will still appear when they like something. And I'm like, that should be, maybe my Instagram is just broken, but I swear this happens to me all the time.
Like you're something high on your page?
No, like if you're just scrolling and you've muted someone. For sure, right? Like, their name will appear.
What, and liked by?
Yes. It'll be like, blah, 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 and 41 others like this.
Oh, okay.
And the blah, blah, blah is who you blocked. So you're like.
No. Yeah, the blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I get why that would be bad, because if you block someone, you really don't want to see what they're doing.
When I'm muting someone, it's like, this is an emergency. Not always, but sometimes it's like, I don't want to block someone.
Well, that's one way of when you mute. Wait, when you mute?
Yeah, when I mute someone.
Yeah, that's one version of muting somebody.
You just
want to
erase them.
I'm just like, I don't want to be like, often when I'm muting someone, it's like, because I'm like, I don't want to be like checking their stuff all the time. I don't want to be seeing them. It's like making me upset.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, why are you showing me their name right now that they like this thing? Like, I'm trying to get them.
And
like,
maybe this thing is like something that's like really sensitive. Like,
basically, when I have like a crush and I go too crazy, I'm like, we need to shut this
by
down.
The way, we
but then they're
know,
liking
like,
your
what
thing.
Else could that be
what else could that be about? Right? What?
But then they're liking your thing.
Not my thing. It's someone else's on the feed.
Oh.
Like, it's like, I'm scrolling the feed. They like this other person's thing. I'm like, not my business. I deliberately. Now you're seeing.
I'm like watching your face. That is honestly beautiful. Yeah, understand
thank
it. Like,
thank you. I'm figuring it out.
Don't you think that's true of what I said?
Yeah. I guess.
I couldn't be more right. Like,
I guess for me, when I'm scrolling, I'm not really catching the names like that so much. I'm just kind of like.
Sounds amazing. What a way to live.
Yeah.
Right. It's like
I couldn't be catching more. I couldn't be keeping track of more information. I'm like, I'm basically like.
Instagram
scrolling Instagram one hand,
sucks.
Next, other hand, I have a notebook down. I'm writing down everything I'm seeing. I'm like, in this person.
Your memory becomes like completely photographic and like beyond human understanding.
Oh, exactly. Like the way I am on Instagram, I lock the fuck in.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh, they like this post.
So, you are kind of Gen Z in that way.
Thank you. And so, also in age. I'm 29.
Say it.
That's a great age to be.
Thank you. I'm liking it. Prime number.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say sometimes I think if I had a photographic memory, I would never have to memorize a set again. And then the next thing I think is like, that's all you can think of.
Yeah,
that's the best you can do.
By the way, it's like you don't need a photographic memory to memorize a set. It's like, it's like the words are like, gay, parents' house.
Oh my God, you've been looking at my notebook.
Traveling, peanut butter story.
You know what? I have to shout out your amazing stand-up right now.
Stop.
Your stand-up, like so frequently I've had this experience of after I see you perform, I'm with someone and I tell them the joke. Like I'm like, I saw this really funny joke tonight that Jared did, and I repeat it. I tell it like a story because I love them.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You are one of the classic great stand-ups.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And you love it.
I like
Eddie
like
Murphy.
To razz. Yeah.
Me. End of list.
End of damn list.
I like to razz Jared because you would post these things. It's like, this is where you can see me this month. It would be like,
and guess who doesn't do it anymore?
You know, because I bullied you out of it. It would be like 45
shows.
No,
you helped me. No. Oh, no.
It would be.
I got wait, actually bullied by some
not.
Close friends.
Funny. Like,
I posted one, and a friend of mine, two friends of mine who were together, FaceTimed me.
Really?
And as soon as I posted, I got a FaceTime, and they're like, you have to stop.
Because it's too much shows?
I guess it's like too, like, it's not, it's not exactly, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I start crying. I didn't invent it.
No, of course not.
And it's not exactly useful information because these aren't my own shows.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I do get it.
Yeah.
I do get it. But
I mean,
just
by the way,
like,
I'm razzing
told.
You out of like jealousy because you're booked on like 50
That's
things
what it
a
is.
Month.
That's
and it's
what
like,
it
it's
is.
Funny because it's like,
but it's
normally when people do that, it's like, it's like eight shows and you're like,
no, No, but that's so slay.
No, it's amazing.
Like, what are you gonna dim your damn light?
But it's so funny.
Yeah. But why were your friends?
It's also like, it's like if I'm bragging about like bar shows, it's like, let me have it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? That, right. It's like,
like, hello. It's like, not like touring clearly he dates. Needs like, this. No, but like even yet, like we're right down there with you. Like he has more bar shows.
He has more bar shows than us.
So like we can't pretend like it's not like amazing.
You're writing them out like it's like fine print.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also just like so like
it ends side effects may vary.
Yeah. I'm just like really like type A student. Yeah.
You
I
are?
Like to like yeah. I like to write down a list and look at the list I wrote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like totally.
This is what I'm doing this friend.
Yeah.
That's totally. So
and I like
cute.
To scratch out the list and I like
you're totally. Kind of like that, you're a little diligent.
Yeah, so it like yeah, it just gave me like a little like
did you like school?
I didn't like it, but I was good at it and I did it. But I didn't hate it and it is so crazy. I think at least one person probably like articulated this to me, but I wish more people did and do. Mm-hmm. School, when you're in it, is so long. It feels like a life sentence. Mm-hmm. But then at a certain point in your life, you look back and you go, oh my God, school was like such a short part of my life. Mm-hmm. And also, like, by the time you're looking back at it, it also looks so old-timey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like this short, old-timey blip in your life. And I wish more people would just tell me, like, on like a Wednesday at like 1 p.m. in like October of like junior year, where you're just still so like you're in the woods, like you just have so much school ahead of you, so much behind. There's just all school. Mm-hmm. Just to be like, you're not even gonna remember this. Like it's literally. Gonna be such a figment. Like you have so much of a different life ahead of you.
Yes.
That is nothing.
And it goes on
radically
forever.
Radically changes,
the and it's gonna structure. Be so much more of your life than this.
Yeah.
But it's so impactful.
It's
like
so
it's so
impactful.
Iconic for everybody.
Yeah, it is.
It's so it's like
you're right that it's iconic. That it like it looms large in the like visual story we tell about our life or something. You know
and
what
it's
I mean?
Kind of like random. Like
right.
Why?
Yeah.
School.
Like it's prom. So intense to like get everyone up at like 7 a.m.
It's horrible.
And then like swim. And then
wait,
science?
Yeah. Yeah, like why were kids in the pool at like 6:25 a.m.? Like what was that?
No, crazy. It's
crazy. By the way, my school didn't have a swim team, so I'm really speaking about friends.
Mine did, and
from
I spent
other
a
schools.
Lot of time thinking about the sharks that were in that pool.
No,
really?
Oh
yeah. Here's the thing. Wait. I know there's not sharks in a pool, although our pool had a big black grate at the bottom. We had a huge pool, and it was like 10 feet deep in the deepest part, which was most of it. There was a high diving
board.
Because
there was diving.
It was
oh
a big-ass fucking pool, and deep down in that blue pool at the very bottom, at the very center, was a jet black, gigantic, ancient grate.
Right.
That's
AKA
where they keep the sharks.
A shark entrance.
Right.
How scary.
That's really
that's
scary.
That's the mouth of where
paint
the sharks
paint it white.
Come out.
No,
yeah.
And I agree
like,
that a
dude,
pool.
Give us something.
A pool is scary even when you're a kid. In terms of sharks,
yes,
even when you can see every inch of it,
yes, you know. Here's the thing: I know, there's no sharks, but if I start swimming fast enough and get a little panicky,
there's
this
a shark.
Is exactly it's a perfect simulation of there's a shark right behind me about to get me, and that's enough.
Right,
that's enough. For
that'll
me.
Do it.
Yeah, it is such a thing as a kid that like running in a panicked way can induce panic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Like playing that game.
Like doing it?
Yeah, like being like, and then now I'm pretending I'm running in a panicked way and being like, ah! Like,
oh,
or when you run up the stairs when you're home alone.
Yes, exactly.
But
don't you wish you had like footage of all of your loved ones terrified running up the stairs?
Yes.
Like,
we
wouldn't
all
that
did
be
it.
So funny?
Why were we so scared?
I did it two nights ago. I bolted up the stairs and then you have to turn back to make sure.
Uh-huh.
You did it two nights ago.
I'll do it till I'm dead. And every time I do it, I go, my friends would love.
I haven't done it in a long time.
I wish they were here.
They would love it.
But isn't it? It's like you're scared, so you run, but the running
is
makes
what
you
makes
scared.
You scared.
Like, it's like, whoa.
Yeah. But that's often how things go. It's like the feedback goes both ways.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
You start singing.
When I get some feedback. Okay, should we do another idea?
Yes. Yeah. I'll do one.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jared's. I memorized it, actually.
Okay.
Wipe.
That's right.
Okay.
Let's hear.
So, wait, okay, I'm going to say
leaving.
It. Okay. This is the thing of like.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes!
Do you have that on shirts?
No, I guess
you
we
have
no,
to.
We
you have
haven't.
To put the thing of like.
Uh-huh.
You have to. That's at the very least on a tote, but it should be on a shirt.
By the way, like, at some point in our lives, like, we will have merch. It's like, it's not clear when. It's not clear what would have to happen for that to, like,
occur. Have you ever had that?
Merch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not really. Not, like, in earnest, and I should. And you have the right person kind of corner you and give you the speech about how you're leaving money on the table, mm-hmm. and you go, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I never heard that about leaving money on the table.
Right. Yeah. We haven't been
so
given
the speech
yet.
You're the right person.
Yeah. I mean, I had mm-hmm. it told to me by someone, by Tommy Brennan, a touring comedian, who mm-hmm. was like, he started making like beer koozies, mm-hmm. and he will like pay for the flight to the place from the beer koozies. Mm-hmm. And if he didn't have it, it's like, you're leaving money on the table. But yeah, you should get shirts that say the thing of like, mm-hmm.
a beer koozie, maybe.
Yeah, we could get a beer koozie that says the Tommy Brennan.
Yeah, yeah. okay, but wipe.
Tommy Brennan's North America tour.
Oh, yeah,
tour.
What's wipe?
Wipe is just that, like, when you wipe and you, like,
wipe
look
it.
At it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's hard that you have to see that. And I don't see it from you. I don't see it from you. I only see it from me.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And it's like, I'm supposed to have self-esteem.
Yeah, and also you have to... You have to look because you have to know. Yeah.
You're right. It's
you
not like, oh, I'm
wiping.
Being gross
it's,
and curious.
Nothing, yeah.
And no, it's actually it's biological yes. to make sure that everything's okay.
And from nannying, I know it's like you have to. I've actually always wondered this because I've never explained this to a kid in front of someone else. And yeah. I felt like I've felt like I should double check if this is true or if this is just me. You have to look, right? Mm-hmm. To find out if you're done wiping or not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because well, I would tell that to the kids, and then I was like, I should make sure it's not just, like, I look.
Yeah, like, I'm yeah, being, like, yeah, a weird, yeah. gross.
And you everyone have to else has, like,
you
enough.
Wipe your ass. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, I'll say this. Cats do it. Like, cats, whenever they poop, they, like, look.
Aww.
And I think
but
it all
after they...
amazing.
They honestly, like, usually look back, smell it, and then cover it up. Like, or at least mine do.
Maybe that's to know how their health is.
Right. I actually do think that's part of it. It's like...
Yeah.
Like, you do kind of need to know. Like, it's a good indicator of a lot of stuff. So you do have to look.
Yes, you know, you have to look. Uh-huh. And you have to just, a lot of times I'll just go, like, everyone looks. Everyone looks. Mm-hmm. Everyone looks.
Everyone looks.
Take a look.
Yeah. You look.
I mean, everyone's that looking. Thing of, like.
But mm-hmm. it just sucks that mm-hmm. I have to, like, wipe my ass, look at it, and then, like, go out in the world and, like, hold my head up high.
mm-hmm. Right.
Here's what I'll say. And, you know, I'm sure I've advocated this thousands of times, but.
Bidet.
I have a bidet. And nice. It changed everything for me.
I started using baby wipes, and that's sort of an interesting...
Bidet.
Okay, here's the thing. A lot of these bidets uh-huh. are long, and I'm going, is it going to turn off, or did I break it? And I'm like, and then I start panicking.
Wait, what do you
long?
Mean?
Because it's going like, bzzz, like for a long time.
Oh, I have one that's like, I have honestly a Tushy, and it works well. I would love to get sponsored by them.
And it's like you turn it on and off.
You turn it on and off. So you can be like on, off. Yeah. You're not like programming it.
Oh.
It's not like the button and it runs.
My parents have one and uh-huh. it goes for such a long time.
My uh-huh. parents
and
have one
I
like that too.
And then I start screaming because it also does kind of a little bit feel like the toilet is eating your ass.
Right. Of course.
Well, that's and the sensation.
It's, mm-hmm. it's not so far off.
It's kind of crazy.
But I want to say, don't listen to Jared. Get
no.
a bidet.
Yes.
And I mean, listen,
and
I like
it wash my vagina. Like, it's kind of cool. Like,
what?
I let
all
it.
All the lights turn off.
That was like, am I going to say this? Yeah. It's like, why not? Like,
hey, get in there. We're
guess,
talking about it.
It's like, yeah. I guess we're kind of going there. Like, yeah. I
when
love to
peeing,
let it.
When I'm done peeing, sometimes I'll blot. I'll blot the head of my penis.
With a piss
toilet
you?
Paper. yeah.
I do that every time.
Every time?
Really?
Yeah, basically.
I never heard of that. But yeah. I never knew
there's
what
there's a lot
happens.
You don't know about me, Natalie.
That was cool.
Thank you.
I feel like I heard about wagging. To get the pee off, but mm-hmm. that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I recently wagged in a way that it got the pee all over my shorts.
So annoying.
It sucked. I also just washed the shorts.
Oh, crap. And that's like, you're like, listen, it'll dry, but you'll know.
I'll know.
You'll know.
Yeah. No one else will know, but I'll know.
I'll know. No one else will know, but I'll know.
Yeah.
That's tough. You guys must have things that you know that no one else knows.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Just maybe certain feelings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know about like facts. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean like details, like from my life maybe.
Mm-hmm. Just wondering.
But I probably made them up like a memoirist vibes. Mm-hmm, like I'm sure they're fictional.
I was just wondering.
Yeah. What has helped me lately with like wiping, I'll look and it does look like how everyone's dressing right now. And I just go, oh, okay. I'm kind of just doing like apocalypse core on my toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Throw it out.
Mm-hmm. Like people are dressing like shit.
Yeah, but like specifically like it's all these like.
Like brown.
Brown, gray, green. You know, it's like that's like funny. Clumpy, lumpy.
It's like you wipe and you're like, that's generally like Kim Kardashian's house vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like browns and
everyone's
beiges.
Like kind of shoulder satchel just is a turd. Mm-hmm. Just whoa. A literal turd.
I think it's cool you know that.
Yeah.
I'm finding that cool too. Yeah. So I want to advocate getting the bidet and then also supplementing with fiber. In your, I don't think we all get enough fiber.
Oh.
That's just my
wait, can I say though? I'm an incredible shitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, fucking respect.
Yeah. Like it comes out so fast.
Uh huh. Really?
And it's often, not always, but it's often the perfect shape.
You're just a classic.
Yeah.
You're rocking with the classic.
It's so fabulous.
There's something about that should be happening.
This is mine, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do another idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what were you saying? You're in the middle of something.
Oh, maybe don't include this, but pointed ends is the sign of healthy colon function.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Cool.
So if you have,
if it's
if you,
a rounded here's end, what it's it is, been in for too long.
I guess. Or if it's too many pieces, the perfect healthy colon function is one log with pointed ends that is brown.
You know what? Sometimes I have that and I legit feel pride swell in my heart. Yeah, so yeah, that's how I intuitively know that's the right one.
Yeah, yeah. You're seeing it. You're like.
Because I feel good.
Something where tells
it, like,
me
it's
I'm
like
into
disappearing
something
into
good.
The toilet. You're like, damn, girl.
I'm like, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do one of mine.
There we go.
Okay.
How's it going?
It's going actually great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm having more like vanity issues than like pain issues.
Oh, yeah. Well,
where I'm like.
That's a good spot to be in.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. This is gorgeous. Okay. Just one. I hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I went out of order.
I know you did. Sorry. I was like, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
I can do the first one.
No. Let's do I hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is like, okay. One thing I've noticed about driving in LA is people don't honk as much, which is really nice.
Really?
People honk, but actually when I've heard honking here, it's been like pretty logistical. It's been like, you are in the way. I'm trying to get out and
I
you need to move
you.
Over. What?
Yeah, yeah, that's what the car is saying. I have to tell you.
I have to tell you something. Hey, like, you need to look alive.
I have to tell you what?
Right.
Yeah.
When in New York, I hear honking, that is...
You're so right.
Truly, it's like...
It's when they lay on it?
They lay on it. It's like, it's in, like, standstill traffic. You're trying to get to the Holland fucking tunnel, whatever.
Right.
Like, gridlock. People in New York will honk.
Because they honk to express themselves.
Right, and
they
that's what this is.
Anger.
It's like, I want to be like, oh my God, it's so frustrating. I'm like, I get it. You're upset. You're frustrated. I hear you.
You're making this everyone's problem. It is one of those things. It makes me so upset when people lay on a horn or overuse a horn. I think it's horrible. And I do have an idea. I think, and there's no way to enforce this, but I think that it should cost like 5 cents every time you honk a horn.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh yeah,
right. Because then, if it's an emergency, then it's like then you should do it.
Yes,
like it's worth it. It should be worth a dollar, right? Yes.
Maybe and over then, a certain
yeah.
number.
There's,
like
there's
you
some
get
way to,
like
yeah,
right.
there's,
I don't know.
It falls apart if you think about it too much. It does fall
no,
apart.
No, right?
It
because
sense.
It's like what about safety?
Yeah, or just like what about like oops, I accidentally hit it or
right,
like
right.
anything. Like you had
no,
to prove
apart.
It.
But go ahead because I think
like
we get it. Yeah.
But
like I drive not infrequently and I'm like I don't need to honk that much.
No, what if you were? What if you were unlucky? Chuck, like you couldn't disincentivize. I'm just saying, like practically.
Yeah.
But all you ever need is the
Yeah.
Huh, as the alert to let people know.
Right.
But
or maybe if it's like, whoa, like you know, but I've never been in a situation like that where it's like, holy shit, someone's like running the red or something, and I'm like needing to suddenly break. But
because if you
to
need
me.
To suddenly break, what you need to be doing is having both hands on the wheel, and you need to be focusing.
Yeah.
If you have any ability to take a hand off the wheel and send me a sassy little message, then you weren't actually in danger.
It wasn't that urgent.
No.
No.
If
literally.
You are in urgent danger, you're here. Mm-hmm. You're on 10 and 2 and your eyes are on the road and you're focused.
Yeah.
If you're going like Hong Kong, you're just, no, you're fine and you're just being a
You actually
sassy,
are just, it's like, I want to talk to you like a toddler. This is the idea of like, hey, I know. Like, I know it's frustrating. You want to get there so bad. You don't want to be in the car anymore.
You have to, like, pull up, like, a chair backwards.
No, literally. I'm like, hey, buddy. You want to get back home. I hear you. I've been there before. I think it'll be better for everyone if we lay off the horn. You know what I mean?
It's so
crazy. No, it drives me crazy. I used to live in that apartment I grew up in was on Broadway on the way to the Holland Tunnel. And it used to be, like, my mom used to be, like, literally, like, would shake with rage at how loud people were on their horns because it was crazy.
It's
just so goofy when it's, like, and then sometimes you're driving and when people honk at you and it's, like, they honk at you as soon as the light turns green.
Ah!
I'm, like, bro, my car doesn't accelerate that fast. Like, I'm putting my foot on the gas right now.
Yeah.
But it moves. I was, like, driving, like, a 98 Honda Accord. Like, it's not going to go that way.
It's so crazy.
It drove me crazy. Or sometimes people honk to be like, why aren't you going? And you're like, there's a person in front of my car that you don't see. Like, why are you, like yelling at me?
Although
right
I have
now?
Done that.
Okay.
and then you kind of, there's a lot of shame.
Right. You're like, sorry. Right. I didn't want you to do that. I didn't have the full information.
Yeah.
I have to say, I really don't have this frustration. Like, when people honk at me, I'm like, all right.
It's not like me as much as just like in general, like useless loud honking.
It's I also think it's dangerous.
Totally.
I am sure of it.
By the way, there's a little story called The Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Oh. Okie dokie.
And I wonder
can
if
can you bring this table
here
a little closer to me by any chance?
Yeah.
As annoying as that sounds.
No, I got it.
Also, okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Wow, that was good teamwork.
Yeah. This is my experience. Mm-hmm. People are ready to get out of the car.
Yes.
So I am not popping off on
100%.
I mean, road rage is crazy.
Yes.
Like,
wait, did you guys ever, in Driver's Ed, did you have to watch the crossbow video?
No.
Oh my God. It's like a news story about someone from like.
Who does something really nice with a crossbow.
20 years ago or something that they would make us watch in Driver's Ed that was like two people were having like road rage fighting, like honk honk, cutting each other off. And then someone was like, pull over. And they pulled over. And then the person shot them with a crossbow. And it was like,
Don't do
honking fighting. Uh-huh. And it has never left my mind.
Yeah, it was effective.
And it was really effective where I'm like, do not fight with someone from a car.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It like, is. Can I tell you something I saw about 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the back seat. My parents are driving. My dad's driving. My mom's in the front seat. We are in like stop and go traffic somewhere in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of honking fighting happening. Finally, this guy gets out of his car. He's two cars ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
He walks back to one car ahead of us. Yep. He's cursing. He opens the door because that's another thing.
You can do that.
Keep your doors locked
because
you don't know.
Yeah.
The guy went for the door. He got lucky. The door was open.
Uh-huh.
He throws his fist into the car. And we're just sitting in the car and I'm just watching this. Mm-hmm. Throws his fist in the car, pulls it back out. Throws his fist in the car, pulls it back out. Throws his fist, pulls blood on his hand.
No!
Gets back into his car. Drives. The guy closes his door and he drives. People are ready. Like,
wait, where was that?
Somewhere in Brooklyn. I forget where.
Holy shit.
I think it was in Williamsburg. Really, really intense.
That's so fucking crazy.
Like, just, you don't know. And, like, also just another, like, know where your lock is on your car.
Yeah.
Because if you're panicked, you just make sure you can get that quickly. Because if that guy's door was locked,
right,
that he would have had a completely different month, you know?
Totally. That's a month.
That's a month.
You're such an effective speaker.
I know. I'm actually like storyteller. Totally riveted.
Like, whoa.
I mean, I was I couldn't believe what I saw. Humanity is scary.
People off. I never do that.
No. Even that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
No.
People are like, ooh.
I know. This is a thing that, like, I mean, my brother does this always with it. He's so righteous because it's like he bikes everywhere. And, like, cars are really bad with biking. You know what I mean? Like, they'll be really, really aggressive. And he's, like, he's kind of brash.
So he'll like act like that, you know, he'll like flip people off. And I'm like, you have to be careful because you do not even have a car. Like,
oh my God.
You're on a bike. Like, yeah. And you can be in the right and still get fucked up. Yes. Like, it doesn't matter. You know
bicyclists
what I mean?
Are wild. They're almost always in the right. Yeah. And it's like, all right.
No, I know. I mean, stop. By the way, like
so banging true. On the car.
I don't
they
get
do that all the time.
I don't get
that.
Road rage when I'm driving. Right. When I'm biking, like I get. Because you actually have to be because
yeah, you're
especially
fighting
when you're biking,
for your life.
You're fighting for your life. So I just feel it in me. Like I rise with like anger, actually. Yeah. Where I'm like, fucking idiot.
Just like
I'm
your brother.
Saying, what?
Just like your brother.
I know, but I actually know to
is there
keep
empathy?
It to myself. Yes, of course, I understand.
Then there shall be love.
Mm-hmm. And there is. But I do think that it's like
I missed that episode, but I'll take your word for it.
No, it's crazy. It's like I just don't like direct it outward because I know that's kind of foolish, but like I don't know, it scares me. It's like the angriest I ever get in my life is when I'm biking and like I get cut off by someone. Or but then also sometimes it is righteous and sometimes it's just like you get angry like that and you just it like kind of suffuses everything. And so someone will do something kind of normal but maybe inconvenient to you and you're like, come on, are you fucking serious? And it's like they're turning left, like they're allowed to do it.
Yeah,
but it like their turning left prevents you
right.
from like crossing.
And then, oh my God, on the way here tonight,
mm-hmm.
everyone was turning left.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm. It's very big these days. People are wanting to
it's
go
huge.
That way. Yeah, they're trying to get there.
Right,
yeah.
And turning left, man, that's when the personality really comes out.
And also, here's the thing.
You're right,
here's
you're right.
The, here's what it is too, though. It's I'm on Fountain, and it's 7 o'clock on the dot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the you're not allowed to make a left on Fountain from like 4 to 7.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. For like
it blocks
rush hour.
So much of
yes.
Oh,
it's
driving.
Like when you if you make a left on Fountain, you have hurt thousands of people. It
whoa.
Is so. It's
wait,
great.
I kind of want to like.
This is
do
so
it.
Cool.
Do
I
it.
Know Fountain.
And
are we on Fountain right now?
At
no,
seven,
this is Sunset.
It's the most traffic, or I guess, or if you're on it at like 3:59,
right.
It's the most traffic you'll be in where people are making lefts, and it's like every time it's really it's so
because it's just a big intersection.
But you're not allowed.
It's not even that it's a big intersection. It's like it's like a one part of the intersection is big, and then the other parts are little.
Uh-huh.
And there's all these people who are flying on Fountain, which feels almost it's not a highway, but it kind of feels like
yeah,
a
yeah,
big
yeah.
street.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're just reminded at every left, you're like, oh,
this is so cool.
Yeah.
The thing you're saying. Like, I love that. It's like, you're just like, you know the street. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, we're all on Fountain.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm always on Fountain.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
where is it?
Because there's less lights. And
I think
it'll
I take
get
it
you
to
across
work.
With less lights.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah
it
yeah,
goes
yeah, yeah,
east
yeah.
west?
Wait, yes. I live off
I'm
of it.
I'm so learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like Santa Monica, Melrose, some other stuff, and then like Beverly, and then like Third, and then from Santa Monica goes up, it's like Fountain, Sunset, Hollywood, and then the hills.
You really know about it. Wait, do you live here?
I do.
Oh.
I do.
For
but also,
a long time.
I know so little because I've always had GPS when I'm driving.
Yeah.
I don't know where the hell I
of
ever.
Of course.
You do learn cities more when you bike, is what I find.
Yeah.
Because it's slower, you're paying attention more.
Mm.
Yeah.
You do just engage.
You're screaming.
Fully. Yeah. Right. You're like,
your
I know.
You're like, that's where
fourth
I almost died.
And third is where that car turned into me.
You have a freeze response that captures everything in the moment.
Man. It's really crazy. It's not fun to be angry, actually.
No.
Although anger, like, it's very hard to let go of, too. There's this weird thing with it where you're like, it's not like a pleasant experience, but there's something about it that it's like people don't take the opportunity to lose it or let it go.
Yeah.
People are attached to it. You know what I mean? Like, anger doesn't want – it's, like, very powerful. It's, like, kind of sticky and insistent. Like, if someone's really angry, it's really hard to be like, hey – chill out. It actually, yeah. like, the anger, like, has anger itself has, like, a pride to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A people survival don't, instinct.
People don't want to let go of their anger.
No.
If someone's angry in the moment, it's really, really hard to, like.
They have to just do it.
Yeah.
But also, something just generally, I'm like, I feel like anger is, like, an emotion that we have, like, really vilified.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wish we. And I know it sucks. Like, mm-hmm. when being, like, the victim of anger is, like, this is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I do wish that we could just hold a little more space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I anger. Hear you. It's like there's nowhere really to put it.
Yeah.
But then I do wonder, like, do you need it?
I know. I have
like
this
I know you need it a little bit, but like, do you need to get to really experience it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is it like the kind of thing? Because I feel like it like turns into something else pretty quickly for me.
Yeah.
But
something else brag. Like, what? Like
no, I know it is braggadocious, but I'm honestly wondering, like, is there something that you miss by not experiencing it?
I know.
Like, does it stay it down, longer? Like, or like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's like skipping it. It's like, it feels like it a mature to move to like not get angry. Mm-hmm. But then you're also sort of just pushing things down and you're going to blow up later. So it's yeah. like, is it that mature to just like deny your
let
anger?
It up and out. Like, it has to come out.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'm wondering what the relationship of anger is to like irritability. I like don't think I don't feel like I'm a very angry person, but I will often be like irritable as like a mood. And irritable is like close to anger. Or you get like a little angry all the time.
Yeah.
By small stupid things that don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, maybe that's like, maybe irritable is the like pushing down. It's like, instead of experiencing like one big frustration,
it comes out in a bunch of little ways.
It comes out. It's like, okay, are you actually mad about like, you know, it's like, again, when someone's honking, it's like, are you honking because you're frustrated here? Or is like life like,
it's
difficult?
Always life. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is life like not exactly how you thought it would be? And like, that's hard. You know what I mean?
It's really interesting. I mean, we are probably supposed to be like screaming, but we never scream.
People scream. I don't scream.
Remember Isn't it cool when people are like really like embodied in their own screaming and they know what it sounds like and they can access it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that? I feel like, or like when actors are really good at scream acting. Like I don't know how to scream.
I saw that. I don't think.
Like I'm like when I scream, it like it feels it hurts my throat. It feels crazy. Mm. Like I hate it.
When do you scream? And it can be private, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I come from a loud family.
Sure, sure, sure. Mm-hmm.
I come from a loud family.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yes.
And we're working on that.
Totally.
I mean,
definitely, like, that was the most anger and screaming and yelling I ever did was with my family.
Yeah. Like, and when we were kids, then, it was like, anger was so, screaming was so on the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then one day it was just kind of like, so we're not doing that.
You can't right. do that
and I'm like, oh.
Oh. We took that away.
Huh? So true. As a kid, like, you would just be like, like you would do weird stuff like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever like do that?
Oh my god. Yeah.
Like
that kind
that
of frustration.
That was so weird.
Like,
yeah.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Good. But also feels kind of scary.
Yeah.
Because you don't know where it could go.
Totally.
Do you ever scream for silly?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Like half of my act is screaming, actually.
Oh sure.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just, like I end up doing that a lot.
Screaming for silly is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I like scream sing a lot. So
you
that
know what
feels
word?
Good.
I do sing like angry music to myself.
Angry?
Mm-hmm.
What's angry?
Lots of music is angry.
Like rock and roll?
No. I was listening to this Fiona Apple album in the car today. And was by the way, the most amazing thing about LA and driving is that there's no better place in the world to sing than in your car.
Mm.
You can sing so loud there. They don't know. Like
yeah.
they don't have that. In New York, you have an apartment. It's not the same. People can hear you.
They hate it.
It is. It has to be in your car. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm going to miss it.
It makes your driving better. And I want to just say really quickly that I, again, am looking for a car. I mean, by the time this comes out, if I haven't found a car, it's over.
Yeah.
But anyways, if you know of anybody.
Mm-hmm. I actually am selling my car.
Are you serious?
I literally
but
am.
But I can't buy it.
I don't know if you want it.
I just don't want to use it for like a month or two.
Oh, no.
That's
no,
a different story.
It. Yeah.
What is it?
There you go.
It's a Toyota Corolla.
And from when?
It's a 2009 Toyota Corolla.
And how much?
With 104,000 miles on it.
Okay, okay.
I bought it for $7,500.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to pay all these damn taxes and all these goddamn things. But that's what I bought it for. And
but why are you parting with it?
Because it's not the right car for me. It's too big. It's really hard to drive, and like not hard to drive, but it's just it's very big. It's very expensive for gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need a little car, and I bought it because I was desperate because I totaled my little car, and then I was just
how
kind
did you
of,
total it?
I rented a school bus.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There were no kids on it.
Shoot.
But it was just dumb. I was just dumb. I was just like looking. Not even at my phone, at my nails.
Totally.
Stop and go traffic.
Nails.
Stop and go traffic. Also, I don't even
stop
do my nails.
Right.
There's nothing to look at.
Right.
Stop and go traffic.
Looking
and
at
I was
your
just
nails
like,
is like the symbol of like vapidness.
Yes.
Like it's like in that. You're I know I'm not right. saying you were being yeah. that, but like.
But to do that like
the
in LA,
idea yeah, of what like, someone would be like. That's
you're like
what
this ditzy
do.
Bitch just yeah. hit the literally. School bus.
Yeah,
and the stop and go traffic is real.
Yeah, I mean, I think I hit it like at 10 miles an hour. Yeah. It was like the bus was fine, but my car was just shredded.
Eaten.
Really?
Yeah,
the
like
10 miles an hour.
Yeah, because it went under it and crunched, yeah. and then all the important stuff is right up there, and so it all just kind of. And then the car was only $4,500 in the first place, so to repair it would have cost $6,000. Right. Mm-hmm. So at that point, they go, just get a new car.
Did you get insurance to cover it?
I had at the time, I only had the kind of insurance that covers the other people, but not me.
Great.
So.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was kind of just like, that car's done. Yeah.
Time to get a new one.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is funny. You just like, oh, I just lost $6,000.
Yep, I'll be literally going like this.
Right, you're like, you know what? Let's just not have that much money anymore.
It's so crazy. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy.
It just happened like
and
that.
And then you drive with a new kind of respect for that mm-hmm. for about 3 weeks, mm-hmm. and then you go back to normal.
Your old yeah. ways.
Out come
at
the
your
fingers.
Nails.
Yeah.
So what do come. You want to get?
I
want to
get a Toyota
buggy?
Yaris, if anyone's listening.
What's a Yaris?
It's like a hatchback little car.
It's compact,
but it's a car. And they kind of zip around. It's basically what I used to have that, but a Mazda and Toyotas are better. So I want to get the better version of what I used to have, mm-hmm. which is a Toyota.
Better
Yaris.
How? Like better, like safer, like, better, like
safer, more funner. Reliable, like better engine, like it's going to last
just better.
Longer.
How do you know this? Research?
There's all these people know so much about cars, and you kind of slowly learn. The yeah. more cars you total,
wow.
you How learn. Many have you totaled?
Just the one. But that also is my only
so
car.
So far,
I've totaled 100% of my car.
Perfect track record.
Wait, yeah. didn't you have two?
Well, this is my second, so okay. I guess 50%.
So, right. Hello.
Not over yet.
Liars.
It would be less funny to say that.
Yes, totally.
Well, yeah. In the name of truth, I shall do everything.
Yeah.
And let's do another idea.
Yes.
I'll do one.
Yeah, you okay. read.
I'll do the first one now.
Okay.
Mug on the mattress.
So this is just
this is everything.
What?
You everything comes down to this.
Mug on the mattress. So this is the question of like, are you willing to put it all on the line?
That's a hat. The question of like.
Oh yeah.
The hat.
It's the question of everything of like, are you willing to put the mug on the couch cushion next
no.
to you?
Yeah.
No.
I
You
yeah.
do?
Yeah, it's called trust.
Oh mm-hmm. no, no.
Ninja.
No.
Samurai.
Well, you know yourself. Like yeah. you must not spill like
oh,
that.
Oh, I do it and I like I really yeah.
Yeah, you do it. And you don't do it.
I would never do cool. that. I can honestly.
What about a couch?
I know, no, and I'm not being hyperbolic. I just know myself. Like, yeah, I can hardly remember that I'm holding a cup when I'm holding a fucking cup. Like, yeah. I am not going to know that it's there in 2 minutes, and I'm going to sit on it, yeah. and it's going to go in my butt. Like, there are some things I'm not allowed to do. I'm not allowed to light candles. I'm not allowed to buy bananas. Like, these are things that I will not be able to remember that they occurred. So, yeah, I don't do that. Do you do it?
You know, this is the question that I'm asking myself. Is can I do this? Can I trust myself to do it?
But what have you done so far up until
I've
today?
I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
A few times.
That's yourself.
Ridiculous.
The couch cushion next to me. Because you know what? What's going on with coffee tables? Are you supposed to put your feet there?
Yes.
Are you supposed to put your
feet.
Coffee there?
No. So, either you sit on the floor and you eat on it and uh-huh. drink your coffee on it, mm-hmm. or you sit on the chair or couch and you put your feet on it.
And where do you put your coffee when you're on the couch?
At a side table.
Side table, of course.
It's, I mean, that's what, just what yeah. I think.
It does have to be a side table. Okay, I think we can move on.
No, I want to say something.
Okay. Good,
something
God.
That I have to do.
Uh-huh.
I know myself, mm-hmm. and I know that when I'm out of shampoo or shaving cream or anything in the shower, mm-hmm. as soon as I get out of the shower, I'm moving on with my life.
No, really.
Until next time. Uh-huh. And then I get in the shower
like,
and I go,
more, yeah.
fuck.
Yeah, totally.
Fuck. Right. And then I, at the end of the shower, I'm like, remember.
And
I don't. I solved it.
Mm-hmm.
I solved
what,
it.
What? How?
How do you think?
You
put
do,
it on
you
the
order
toilet.
It in the shower?
So what?
You order it in the shower. You use your phone.
You were closer.
You put it on the toilet. You throw it into the hallway.
Yes! I know. throw it into the hallway.
Throw the shampoo into the hallway. Uh-huh.
That's the only way. Uh-huh. And then every time I play out a little theater play in my mm-hmm. mind with my mother, mm-hmm. where she's going, "You've made a mess. You left this mess," and I'm going, "No, no, no, no." Right. If I don't leave it in there, right. So actually, this is me being really adult and me being really good, and maybe it looks to you. Idiot.
Yeah.
Like I'm being a messy person. Yeah. But no,
you don't.
This
know.
Is how right. you
you're,
get it. Done.
You're solving problems in ways that actually
look like I'm
matter.
Creating.
Mm. Yeah. Yes. Wait, and this is an imagined thing with your mother? Or are you talking about when you stay with her? Yeah. It's imaginary.
Yeah. Are you judging me?
No, I just. I don't think that was clear.
It was clear to me, and I really okay. relate, and I understand it.
Throw it in the hall.
Every time something happens, you imagine one specific person being like, "You can't do that,"
and then you re-explain it.
I actually can.
Like, how many times am I going to defend myself to my imaginary mother?
Yeah, but it's like in your house.
Like the rest of your life. The rest of it.
Yeah.
I think that's clever as all damn hell.
Throw it in the hallway.
The shower is like another universe and dimension.
Yeah.
So it's like.
What happens in there? It's like, that's none of my business.
It's like everything is different in there. Gosh.
Also, like, do you ever think about, like, if you could watch yourself shower, how it would ruin whatever is happening in there?
No, I've never thought that, but whoa.
I just, for me, the shower is a feeling, mm-hmm. and I don't want to ruin it by knowing what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've showered in places where you see yourself in the mirror from the
shower. I hate it.
I love it. I think it's like, I'm legit, like, this is like a sexual, like, noir.
I feel like it undoes the sexual noir.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like, I want the fantasy of, like, the steam and the light and, like.
Yeah.
You don't want to be ruining it by finding out what you look like bending over and washing your feet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I guess that Which is, the way clear, I do amazing. That really works for me. Yeah.
But
the way I do it?
Yeah.
Should I do that? Your
yes, idea? Please. How did that start?
Coffee mug on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
Is there more to say about that?
Yeah, I wanted to say one more thing.
I'm just fully like.
No, yeah.
I know, it's cozy.
That's
in
where
here.
You get to. Yeah.
Mitigate back sore.
Okay. Is mitigates back sore from carrying my whole vocabulary on its back? Like, I use mitigate, like, in it's just like that word has no place being as used as it is in my life.
That's funny.
And you do use it a lot.
Yeah, in ways that doesn't make sense because mm-hmm. clearly it's the only like big word I feel really comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know? And
don't
it's
you
like,
hate when a word is clearly back and you're just hearing it? And you're like, oh, God.
You're like, you sucker.
Did you get what you wanted from that? Like, it's like, ugh.
What's in right now?
It'll come to me.
Yeah.
It'll come to me, but yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Let's do my last one.
That's all we had.
Do you have any more?
There's well, one more.
It's actually been a long
oh,
time.
Oh, there's one more in yours.
Yeah, there's one more.
A third one.
Okay. Yeah.
But I want to think of what the word that's in right now.
Yeah.
Can we think of it?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard Jamie Lee Curtis say trauma?
Oh, sure.
I mean, trauma was for a while very.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
a little bit out now.
But well, also, like, the thing I'm talking about is, like, not like.
Yeah, it's not like that.
Yeah, it doesn't have, like, a cultural significance. It's just simply, like, someone picked it up and it feels like.
Like when someone's using a word.
So then
a
everyone's
lot.
Going, oh, I want to do it too.
It's like 2006 juxtaposition.
Oh.
I mean, I'm just saying that that's when I learned it.
Right. It's like,
was that
wait.
Maybe a school
sixth
thing?
Grade. Yes. That was like, give me in sixth grade learning oh, the word. Gotcha. I was like, this is hitting it big time.
Right.
Oh. I mean, this does have cultural significance, but like parasocial interaction.
Yes, totally.
Whenever someone says it, I'm like.
You just learned. That.
Why did we.
Parasocial.
Why did you do that to us?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You're so right. I really want to find one where it's like, because it's a word like mitigate. It would be like.
Yeah.
Sociality, something like that. Okay, not that though. Something else.
Yeah, I mean, I think something else or that.
Like a word
way.
Like extrapolation, but not that. You know what I mean? That genre.
It's very hard because each word it's somehow not. Feels wrong and right.
Right. Okay, should we do my last idea?
Okay, yeah.
Let's do it. The baby will be as such.
Oh, this is kind of maybe like a larger topic to end on. But it's like, it's interesting to me that babies have temperaments that can then last their whole lives.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that actually, like, human personalities can be developed so early. Like, obviously, there's like lots of nuances and kinks that happen, changes that happen throughout the years. This is like, people can also really, really change.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, that is a really fretful baby. Or like, toddler. Like, that's a toddler who's always worried about stuff. And mm-hmm. then it's like, cut to 30 years from now, that is a fretful adult.
Yeah.
Or like that is a very like sociable, happy,
right,
easygoing
but
baby.
I have to say, it's so hard to know like what is that what's being like innate and what is like.
Or the feedback that then it's like, this is how you are. I mean, completely.
You can't get out of it.
Right, we're right. But it is interesting. And it doesn't always get locked in like that. Like sometimes it's like, oh my God, I used to be so worried. And then it's like, I'm not like that. But it can really be like, you are like, you have this dynamic. And then it gets played out fully.
I feel like it's almost always like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Like you just like meet your baby.
Right.
And
right.
You get to know them and that's what they're like.
Yeah.
I've had nightmares every single night of my entire life since I'm a child.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nightmares?
Yeah. You still have it now?
Pretty much. Like I kind of don't dream. I only nightmare.
Oh, Jared.
And that started when I was like a little kid.
Holy shit.
How bad are they? Like, is it like?
Like when I was a kid, it was like Freddy, Jason, uh-huh. Chucky, Michael.
What's that now?
Like 90s villains.
Yeah. Oh.
Like horror movie villains.
I thought that was like a group of boys.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, it is.
Okay. So they were haunting your dreams at night.
Yes. Yeah.
And now what is it like more complex? Like,
yeah, not always, but yeah, it's like more just like day to day kind of like horrors.
That's so crazy.
Can you tell us what some of them are?
You know, okay. When I was like, when I was closeted, mm-hmm. the dreams were always about being closeted, mm-hmm. but they weren't even about getting outed. They were just like these horrible scenarios of being closeted. Mm-hmm. And one of them was, I was like, I guess the idea of the dream was like I was finally gonna have sex mm-hmm. with this like hot guy on an island, and he was wearing a red bathing suit. Mm-hmm. And as it's like time to have sex on this island with this man in this red bathing suit, one of those planes that like land in the water scoop me up. And I'm literally like, no! Like he's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
Wait, that's the funny thing about dreams. Where you're like, gosh, I wonder what that was about. Like, I wonder what that represented.
Yeah.
Who's
that's
to say?
So
like,
sad. Yeah. You were so excited, probably.
It was right there.
Right. And by the way, like, that would have, having sex in a dream is as good as having sex in real life.
True.
Maybe better.
Maybe better. Like, it can hit so hard.
It can leave you.
And it's
you
funny
with
because
more...
it also is similarly, like, not guaranteed. Like,
yes!
You actually get lucky.
Yes! Like, you literally
right?
get lucky.
It actually that's is,
like,
so true.
Having sex in a dream is, like, the truest, like, version of, like, I got lucky last night.
I got
night.
Lucky last yeah. night. There's oh nothing God. You can do to control
it's
it.
It's like, it's just like, you, every night, you, like, best case scenario, like, I get
right,
lucky tonight.
Right,
yes.
Though I do feel, honestly, mm-hmm. over in a dream when it's like, if you can lucid dream, like, if you have to choose between having sex and flying, it's like, I can have sex in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I fly.
It's flying.
Yeah.
100%.
And I do lucid dream and I do fly.
You do?
Yeah. It's not like crazy Whoa. And perfect,
Your
but I can do it.
Your dream life is so intense.
Yeah. When you have nightmares every night, you kind of start focusing on it.
Totally.
Yeah. Whoa. And then, like, I started to write my dreams because I just thought they were like, because they were interesting to me.
Totally, totally.
So I'd write them all down. And then I think that's one of the ways to train yourself to lose a dream.
Yeah.
So then like, I was like, whoops, I'm lucid dreaming.
Wow.
Like the first time it was just like something bad was happening. And then I had like an inner monologue of like, relax, it's just a dream. And then I woke up the next morning and I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Interesting.
That's pretty cool.
And then one time I was flying and. But a lot of times it's like, even when I'm having a flying dream, it's still a nightmare because I'm flying away from a crowd who's chasing me.
Are you serious?
Literally. And I'm also like, it's always like I'm new to flying. So
oh,
I can
yeah.
fly.
You don't even get to enjoy it because you're being chased.
You're
and
you're stressed.
New.
Right.
Yes. And I also am, and I know I'm kicking because I can feel it.
You're
so
kicking.
I'm kicking in bed.
Kicking is a part of your flying.
Like
in your universe, it's
more
like swimming. Then.
A little bit. There is a flying like element to it, but there is a self-propulsion. And my knees and my legs hurt. So I know that I'm like just in bed like.
That's Aww. So crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever done like a.
Cried in my sleep? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've done it a few times. I like don't exactly sleepwalk, but I've slept walked. It has happened.
Wow.
And yeah, like sometimes I'll have like a sleepover buddy and they'll be like.
What does that mean?
My friend Audrey. Uh-huh. One time I was whimpering in my sleep and then I was woken up by my friend Audrey looking terrified. Mm-hmm. And then realizing what was happening and then just being like, oh.
Leave me alone.
Like knowing what it is and I'll explain in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time I had a friend staying over like in the next room and I was acting in the dream. Mm-hmm. I was in an acting class and I had to do a sad monologue. So I was sobbing, but it wasn't like because of...
You were acting.
But I was,
you
yeah.
You were doing amazing acting.
I was doing amazing acting.
You woke
acting.
Up and you had been crying?
Yeah. Well, here, no. I woke up the next morning. Mm-hmm. I went into the bathroom and on my towel mm-hmm. was like two hard streams of hardened mucus, which I'm realizing was me blowing my nose into my towel when I was asleep.
Oh my God.
So I was crying in my sleep.
Two hardened streams of mucus.
Slept, walked into the bathroom, used my bathing towel as a tissue. Lot of snot. And literally, it was like in a cartoon. It looked like that. It looked like the letter A of hardened snot explosion.
Oh, whoa, my God.
You had so much in your nose.
I'm sobbing in my dreams. I was doing so good sobbing. At acting.
Oh, my God.
Honey, get on my level.
That's so
crazy.
I'm totally
stunned.
Yeah, so then I wake up, I find that, and then I go, okay. And then my friend who was staying in the next room talked to me about it, and I explained it, and then she was like, oh, I thought you were jerking off. I'm like, could you imagine? I have a
but
friend
we
over,
don't
I'm
know
just,
that
like,
you weren't.
Plowing myself, like, vocally in the next room.
Have you... ever had a nocturnal emission?
No.
Interesting.
Why? No. Even back in the day?
Never.
Did
never.
You?
No.
Is that not
I
true?
I think that
it's
only
just from
really
movies?
Happens for kids who don't know about jacking off.
Whose parents are divorced.
Yeah. No, listen. I think it's like when kids don't, when you don't jack off.
Oh, so it's back from the olden days more? But I thought everybody jerked off since Adam.
Yes, but I think for some people, to me, I was like, nocturnal emission sounds like a thing that only happens to young priests.
Well, I think that's because of emissions and a different word that sounds like that has to do with the priesthood.
Mm-hmm. Potentially.
Maybe submissions to preschool.
All right, I think we should.
Yeah, this is like so long.
Yeah, it's a long episode.
Thank you so much, Jared.
Thank you. I could talk to you guys forever.
This was really
fun.
It was
really fun. This was
and
really
I learned
really fun.
So much.
I know.
I'm glad.
You're a very good storyteller.
Yes.
Thank you.
You
should have a
absolutely.
Podcast. Oh my gosh, you do.
You
Look
do.
At that.
So go take a listen right now to Sorry What?
Sorry What?
Good read, Nat.
Thank
Say
you.
It. Sorry What? Wait, let me try again. Let me do another one. Sorry What? Is that how you're, how do you want to
Yeah, how do you say it?
I like it all. When I say it, it's I just say sorry what. Mm-hmm. There's no performance of it.
Yeah, you're just taking it a clean.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. Because once in a while I will perform it and then I always immediately regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll get a laugh if I don't perform it. I've performed it probably 3 times. Silence. Dead silence.
3 times.
And I'm going, oh, okay, no more.
That doesn't feel good.
3 times is the charm for you to
to move on.
To shut it down.
Cut the joke. Cut the joke.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And lots of love to everyone out there tonight.
Exactly. Bye, y'all.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hi, guys. I'm Ego Wodum. Check out my new show, Thanks Dad, now on HeadGum. I was raised by a single mom, and I don't have a relationship with my dad. And spoiler, I don't think I'm ever going to have one with him because he's dead. But I promise you that's okay, because on my new podcast, I sit down with father figures like Bill Burr, Kenan Thompson, Adam Pally, Hasan Minhaj, Tim Meadows, Andy Cohen, and many, many more. I get to ask them the questions I've always wanted to ask a dad, like, how do I know if the guy I'm dating is the one? Or how can I change the oil in my car? Can you even show me that? Or better yet, can you help me perfect my jump shot? I am so bad at basketball. Oh my gosh. Maybe I'm bad at basketball because I don't have a dad. But subscribe to Thanks Dad on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop every Monday.